do, they'll focus on what they're watching and they'll eat too much. Now let's talk a little about exercise. How many of you do active things together with your kids? Good. It's very important to be an active family. What does that mean? Well, for example, go for a walk together after dinner. Go to the park and play games. Go to a gym, go swimming, or go biking. Show the kids that you think exercise is important, and try to limit activities that can take time away from exercise, like TV, computer games, and the internet. Doing things as a family is fun, and it will keep you fit as well as your children. So plan outdoor activities on the weekends, such as picnics, maybe a walk in the park, ball games with your children and their friends. Show them that you think physical activity is important. Now, how many of you have a garden at home? Some of you? Good. Well, encourage your children to work in the garden. Give them their own section of the garden to look after. They will enjoy it, and it will keep them active. Plus, another advantage is you just might.
3. Listen and understand.
Did you know that in many countries, as many as 1 in 4 children is overweight? That's really frightening, isn't it? Well, if you want your kids to be fit and healthy, there are 2 things you should be thinking about: what your kids eat and how much exercise they get. Let's start with food. How many of you serve only healthy foods at home? Raise your hands. I see. Not too many of you do. Well, you should serve only healthy foods at home. Lots of fruit and vegetables. Don't keep cookies, candy, and junk food in the house. And if your kids take their lunches to school, give them something healthy, like an apple and a sandwich. Don't let them buy whatever they want from the school cafeteria. This doesn't mean they can't have snacks. Snacks are okay, but they should be good snacks. If the kids want a snack, give them a healthy snack like an orange instead of potato chips. But don't use snacks as a reward, you know, like telling the kids, finish your homework and you can have a snack. And another thing to remember, don't let your kids eat in front of the TV. If they